emotions and associations. Think of your high school's alma mater, or a song from your wedding, or maybe your high school days. And these all bring back memories of the past. Certain religious songs affect us the same way. When we hear certain songs, they bring out strong emotions within us in regard to our faith. They remind us of God's power and majesty, God's comfort and mercy, God's provision in our lives. They remind us of God's beauty in the world. Today we will look at a hymn that is described by some as the Christian national anthem, a hymn that reminds us of Jesus' power and sovereignty over all creation and his victory over all things. The hymn is "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," and it's appropriate for this is Christ the King Sunday. It's the last day on the liturgical calendar that closes out the church year before the new liturgical year begins with the season of Advent, which will begin next week. The hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," celebrates Christ's triumph and eternal reign. It reminds us that no matter what may be happening in the world around us, that Jesus is on the throne, that Jesus' kingdom is among us, and that one day he will return to set everything right for good. On this Christ the King Sunday, I thought we could learn a little bit about the message behind the powerful hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," see some of the scripture behind it and its message of Christ's reign, so it may strengthen us for greater faith, commitment, and service to Christ. So let's learn about this hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," on Christ the King Sunday. This hymn was written by Edward Perronet, the son of an Anglican vicar. He was born in Sunbridge, England in 1726 and died in Canterbury in 1792. His family came from the Huguenots of Switzerland. Huguenots were French Protestants who followed the teaching of John Calvin, who we learned about during our focus on the Reformation. His father, Vincent, was a clergyman in the Church of England and a close friend and associate of John and Charles Wesley, who were also famous hymn writers. Though Edward planned to follow his father into the Anglican ministry, the influence of the Wesleys prevailed, and he became a traveling Methodist preacher. Against the desires of John Wesley, Perronet promoted the idea that Methodist preachers should be able to administer the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. In another controversial act, Perronet established a satire on the Church of England called the Mitre, angering the Cordus of Huntington in whose chapel he served. As a result, he was left to minister in an independent chapel in Canterbury. In addition to preaching, he was also a skilled writer. In the latter years, he published anonymously in a series of small books a number of hymns that he composed. And one of these books, "Occasional Verses, Moral and Sacred," contains its third entry, the hymn entitled "On the Resurrection," which is now known as "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." The tune commonly associated with this famous text reveals much about the joyful expression of the 18th century revival movement. The hymn was originally set to several different tunes and was first published in America, in Boston, in 1793. And the tune that we are most familiar with singing is called "Coronation," and there's other tunes that it is set to. And it became quite a popular hymn, and it's one that we sing today. The tune in triple rhythm has a feel of a stately minuet and suggests an anthem to be sung by a choir or a congregation. And its lyrics are very interesting. And I'd like to read it for you, kind of getting the feel of it as a piece of poetry. And you can sort of hear the tune in your head. And it also has some language that might not be as familiar to us, so I thought we'd unpack some of that. It says, "All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall, hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, on this terrestrial ball. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. So some of the word meanings: hail means to call out to someone to attract attention. Prostrate means lying face down, stretched out on the ground with one's face downward. It's a position of humility and reverence. Diadem is a jeweled crown or headband worn as a sign of sovereignty. Chosen seed is selected by God to be God's people. Kindred is one's family and relations. Terrestrial ball refers to the earth. And yonder is at some distance in the direction indicated. And a throng is a large, densely packed crowd of people. So we can think of these as we sing the hymn a little bit later. Much of the imagery from this hymn is from the book of Revelation and also some of the prophets, mainly Jeremiah. The hymn also calls to mind many images of scripture that refer to Christ's sovereignty and victory over sin and evil and death. The hymn speaks of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is sovereign, crowned King of the universe. And the hymn celebrates Christ's victory over all that stands opposed to him. The passage we read from Revelation 19 describes Christ's victory over evil. Then I saw the heavens opened, and there was a white horse, the rider called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name inscribed that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And on his robe and thigh he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Old Testament prophets foretold the coming of Christ and Christ's victory over the nations, restoring the people to their promised land. Prophets say, days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. These verses describe the coming of a king who will come from David's lineage and rule the world in righteousness and peace. This king is Jesus the Christ. Jesus came not as a typical king, as the world comes in power, lording over others and oppressing them. But Jesus came as a humble man, submitting to death, even death on a cross. The crucifixion account we read from John's gospel describes how the authorities and crowds mocked Jesus and rejected him as king. They placed on his head a crown of thorns instead of a royal crown. And despite Pilate's efforts to dissuade them, the crowds called out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate handed him over to be crucified. Philippians 2, 6 through 11 describes Jesus' death and subsequent resurrection and glory. Though he was found in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, exalts Jesus' sovereignty, celebrating his victory over evil and death. And it's a powerful testimony of Christ's power in our world. There is another interesting story about this hymn and its powerful proclamation of Christ. Reverend E.P. Scott was a missionary living in India in the 1800s. And at the prompting of the Holy Spirit, but against the counsel fellow missionaries, Scott went out to visit a remote village, and he was determined to share the gospel with an unknown tribe there. Several days into his journey, Scott was met by a large group of warriors who surrounded him, each one pointing a spear directly at his heart. Expecting to die, Scott made the decision to use his last few breaths to glorify God and hopefully stir something within the hearts of the warriors that surrounded him. He took out his violin, which he was known to carry with him, and closed his eyes and began to play and sing, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," in the native language of the tribe. And after singing the first verse, and then the second, and then the third, and then beginning the fourth, Reverend Scott realized he was still standing, and that all around him it was peaceful and quiet. Opening his eyes, he saw that every spear had lowered, and there stood those mighty warriors with tears in their eyes. And throughout the remainder of his life, Scott spent much time with this tribe, sharing with them the love of God and Jesus Christ. Such is the power of this hymn and its testimony to Jesus Christ. All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name is a classic hymn that reminds us of Jesus' sovereignty, his victory, and his power over all. No matter what we may experience in the world around us, we affirm that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we commit to following Jesus, not following the way of the world's powers that seek to lord over and exploit, but following the way of Jesus, the path of humility and love even for our enemies. When we sing this hymn, it reminds us of the glory and power of Jesus Christ and reinforces our allegiance to Jesus as our Savior and Lord. So on this Christ the King Sunday, we acknowledge Jesus'